You could literally pick whatever fish you wish besides a unicorn. I don't know if that's going to happen yet, but it might just at this stage.
Yes, there are the odd cooter, there are the odd snook, there are the odd wahoo. However, the talk of the town, the news of the week, it's all about those dories.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, hello anglers, hello December, hello summer, and hello huge fishing season. Guys, it's a truly epic week in KZN. It's been absolutely magical with the array of species that we have got. I'm talking about, shad season, right? It opened up with a vengeance, and there are shad coming out in abundance all over the place. And I'm talking about some really nice shad, and kudos to those anglers that are respecting those bags and size limits. Right? But apart from that, it's been sharks. If you are looking for that offshore action, it's the green and gold and everything else in between. Guys, it is truly an amazing time to be fishing in KZN, virtually on all fronts, all but one. We're going to tell you about that later on in the show. And we are going to be talking about all the hotspots, all the areas you're going to get those rods bending, those reels screaming. We have got an epic weekend lined up for us. So before we get into it, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. Well, slight change of advert for the Kingfisher, guys. This is the one where we are talking about the annual clearance sale. It's the Kingfisher annual clearance sale, and this is the one that's even bigger than Black Friday. You are talking about deals up to 40% off. Now, Black Friday was a banger, right? I mean, they had up to 20% off. This time, it's up to 40% off, right? And these are the items that some of them don't even have a scratch on them. That's how amazing it is. So when they say shop soiled, it's just more like, okay, shop soiled in the sense that it was opened up for the trade shows, but just not put back in the box, and you get to get this product, right? These are rods, reels, nylon, baits, accessories, lures, whatever that's displayed out at the trade show, the latest stuff. This is there at the Kingfisher Durban branch only. It's the annual clearance sale, and you can get this, right, happening right now from Thursday to Sunday. Stores are open from 8 to 5 on Thursday and Friday, and then 8 till 1 on Saturday and Sunday. Once again, it's the Durban branch only. So get out there and take advantage of this. Right, let's get back into the show. Let's start it off down in the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, where it's absolutely epic. You're going to love this one line. I'm going to reiterate it when he's done. But, oh, man, the South Coast continues to produce.
Good day, Vanessa and fellow anglers. Now, the South Coast is definitely holding up that purple patch again in all facets. So starting on the deep sea side of things, we've got dorado, we've got sailfish, we've got tuna. It's just been absolutely epic. The summer fish are definitely here and the game fish are around. Now, in terms of rock and surf, we have got garrick, we have got cob, we've got kingies. Don't let them tell you otherwise, Vanessa. We've got bream, we've got shad, because shad season's open again, and big shad. And a lot of shad. And even our rivers are firing with rock salmon and smaller cob, smaller kingies, and even the odd size cob that's just making its way, meandering up the river. So yes, it has been fireworks. Now, in terms of freshwater side of things, we are getting some good bass. We are getting some good cob. So everything is happening down in the South Coast. Vanessa, you could literally pick whatever fish you wish besides a unicorn. I don't know if that's going to happen yet, but it might just at this stage. We never know. But otherwise, guys, the South Coast is definitely happening. The water has been a little bit messy the last few days, a bit of brown water mixing in between, and we've had a bit of big seas. However, the guys that are going out there and getting that sort of clean water and that nice area are targeting some good fish, and we've got sharks. So yes, we are in summer season, Vanessa. Otherwise, guys, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Woo, Adam, that is absolutely epic. I love it. You can catch everything apart from a unicorn. I mean, you if there's a seahorse swimming around, Adam is going to get it, right? That's how amazing the South Coast is. I absolutely love it. It's going on for a while, and it will continue, and there's no better time than now. It is the festive season, so South Coast, that's where it's at. Now, another area where it has been producing, which I did not expect. I didn't expect it last week. It delivered. You know what? It's going to deliver again this week. Here is the way we can't see the fish. This is how it looks from the world underwater. The guys that can actually see what we are trying to catch. Guys, it is Don Solomon with this week's Underwater Fishing Report.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting last few days. The weekend was pretty productive. Quite a few guys dived. No fantastic catches. There was a couple of bream and odds and ends, but it was just good to have some clean water available. That was fantastic. The last couple of days have been interesting also with some clean water on the pushing tides. From midday on, the guys have been getting in. There's been some really nice chunky snook around. Still quite a few small garrick cruising around and some really big shad. Not many have been shot. I haven't heard of any being shot, but the guys have been seeing really big shads. That's really interesting. The water's so warm. It's 24 degrees. Out in the deep, it's super, super clean. Nearly 25 degree water temperature. I do reckon there's absolutely going to be some good diving. Just you need to be prepared to travel a bit and work around those dirty patches. But there's definitely some really good clean water. As far as trying to focus on any specific catch, it's going to be difficult. I think the go-to at the moment on the lower south coast would probably be some snook. And if you're keen on a deep drift, go out to the shark nets and just do a drift. You might find a big cooter or something, early season cooter. So you are looking ahead. I think Friday, Saturday is looking fantastic. I really think that we could be in for some good diving on Friday and Saturday. That's me signing out, Don Solomon, for the Hibiscus Underwater Club, Angler News South Africa.
I love it. He's telling us what we're going to catch. He's giving us advice on how we're going to catch it. Well done, Don. Thank you so much for that. Absolutely amazing report, my friend. And we can't wait to hear what comes out next week. Now let's drift closer to Durban, where we are with Ray Thompson, giving us a report from Scottborough down to, well, Amanzimtoti.
On the south coast, bream, and more bream. We've had a lot of big seas, unfortunately, for this week. The Bell to Pennington, lots and lots of shad. Kumas to Scottborough. Kumas has thrown quite a few small cob, those 40 to 50 centimeter cob at the river mouth, as well as a few lovely grunter. Scottborough, however, has been very quiet with few flatfish and a couple of small grey sharks coming out. There have been, however, a few grey sharks, as well as honeycones and sandies in the Amanzimtoti area. Ilovo Caradine, all the way up to Inyoni, is the place to fish. There's also been quite a few shad coming out at Inyoni Rock. This is Ray Thompson for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Ray. Good range of species coming out on a variety of areas. Well, the South Coast is looking absolutely fantastic. That's all the way from Adam to Ray. Now, let's see what's happening on the freshwater scene before we jump back to the coast, where we're going to go into the North Coast, as well as rounding it off in Durban.
Hey there, guys. So just as we thought that summer was settling in, it seems that the weatherman has got ants in his pants and can't seem to sit still and find a happy medium with the weather. But that big storm that rolled in through the middle of last week, and then also there was a surprising autumnal chill in the air, and that was from some snow reported up in Lesotho. And with that, the fish seem to have disappeared completely and are nowhere to be seen. Based on that storm, if anybody asked, by all indications, rivers were high and blown out. But that being said, the main fall seemed to be on the eastern side and the Bushman's River seemed to be unscathed. The central beats of the Moy River, after a few days settling time, did manage to yield a wee jewel of a brown trout in the 7 to 9 inch, that is 18 to 20 centimeter bracket. And further west, the Bushman's River was reported as surprisingly low, but yielded some fish over the weekend. Local fly fishing angler and author Andrew Fowler reported finding cool, clear water in the upper reaches. So guys, top tip, when conditions are poor, low down in terms of higher water, rather head upstream where the impact is less. The trout still waters also very quiet. Only a single return from the NFFC anglers and a blank session. It looks like the mudlands is only for the adventurous, it seems. Bass anglers are sadly faring just as poorly. No word of any big fish in the last week, just a couple of small dinks and ditto for the carp, barbel and bream anglers. It seems to be it's all quiet on the western front. Certainly no guns blazing. Last week's award of fishing hold of the week carries over to Sterkfontein. Some great fish coming to hand in the Complete Fly Fisherman's Sterkfontein Experience, which was held over the weekend. And the warm weather forecast up north looks to be holding out, so Sterkies should be on your fishing list. Guys, the Kingfisher Peter Marisberg would like to take this opportunity to say a huge thank you to all our customers for the massive support over Black Friday. We trust you all are enjoying your new gear and will be putting it to good use shortly. as soon as the fish decide to make an appearance. This is Jan Karabal reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg and reporting for Angler News South Africa in the Midlands.
Sheesh, now it's very rare that we get a not so great report from Jan, but it is what it is, and that's what these reports are about. It's about being honest, and Jan is completely honest. And the good thing is, if you still want to go freshwater fishing, especially if you're a fly guy, well, guys, Stilfontein, that's where those yellowfish are coming out. Now, let's get into the North Coast, where I literally have three species to talk about, right? On your rock and surf side, there are two, and that is shad and sharks. Nothing else. We've had the competition guys fishing over the past week. We've had news from Savika. We had news from the rest of our correspondents. We didn't even have news from Dean Reddy, you know. So all we've got to report on this week from the North Coast is shad and sharks. Okay, right. Now, on the offshore side, the entire week, guys, it's the chicken off the sea. It's the green and gold. It is the Dorado. Dorado for days. St. Lucia, well, pretty much all those major fishing spots. Wherever you go out with a ski boat, you are going to get a Dorado, right? So Dorado, Dorado, Dorado. That's what's on the bite. Yes, there are the odd cooter. There are the odd snook. There are the odd wahoo. However, the talk of the town, the news of the week, it's all about those dories, guys. Now, let's get into Durban, where we've got news from Mike V and Brad Krubler reporting on the offshore side.
Didn't turn out to be a bad weekend after all for the rock and surf guys. Lots of grey sharks were caught. In between that, a couple of nice edibles. You know, shad season's open now. The lakes are showing off the shad they've been catching. Some good ones. Apparently, one or two garrick also came out on the weekend. Between all that, there was a few sandies, a couple of diamonds, one or two small honeys. It was a good weekend on the beaches. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, good couple of silk have been coming out still. One garrick around, not wild at all. Good couple of Dorado, some lovely cooter, tunny. So the oaks doing the hard yards are getting rewarded. Guys going to the deep looking for the heelback and doggers are still getting some. You'll have some lovely rock kite slingers and all those kinds of things. Durban Bay, kingies came wild on the weekend from half a kilo baby kingies up to 4 or 5 kilo size kingies. And the guys had very good fun on light tackle. Guys, go out, have some fun. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing report from the last week. As the guys of Durban will know, that the weather has been quite atrocious here from Monday through to Thursday. We had gale force southwesters, which turned the sea pretty much unfishable over that time. So when we did get out of the weekend, yeah, guys, there were some Dorado out in the deep, not a hell of a lot. The bottom fishing was quite difficult because of this. We did manage to get a couple of nice bottoms, some rock hard slingers, soldiers. The forecast for the next week is looking quite promising. This is Brad for Angling News South Africa.
And there you go. That's our KZN fishing report for this week. It's got a lot of fish. There has been a lot of fish. There will be a lot of fish in. Is looking, like Brad said, very promising. This is a great time to be an angler in KZN. It is the festive season and we are enjoying the festivities with our angling. Guys, make sure to get down to the Kingfisher for that clearance sale. Go and get that tackle because the fish are here. South Coast is the place to be. North Coast is the place if you really want to test your might. The offshore fishing is out of this world right now with the Dorado, and the freshwater is bound to get a lot better. This weekend is looking absolutely fantastic, so whatever you do, get out there. But when you're out there, guys, my conservation news always is fish for the future. The shad are wild. There's a lot of shad out there. No matter where you are fishing, you are getting shad. Please respect those bag and size limits. Yes, we are off the ban season, but that doesn't mean we need to go out of control and catch up on what we missed out on over the last 3 months. Those rules and regulations are there for a reason. If you want to know the scientific reason, go and check out those podcasts on East Coast Radio under the podcast tab, ecr.co.za. Guys, we got the scientific research as to why we need these bag and size limits. But back to the positive news. The weekend is looking great, right? So get out there, get fishing. If you need a little more motivation, check out our YouTube channel. I've got all the catches of what's been coming out over this past week, Angler News SA. And I'll be back with next week's fishing report to tell you exactly what this festive season has kicked off with. So until then.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.